In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. This is the picture, beloved, that Isaiah gives us of the throne room of God. And this is true even today. You know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no change with God. And there he sits upon his throne, attended by the angels. The holiness of God is without question, is undoubtedly still there today. We have other pictures of the throne of God. And I guess I wanted to bring that out here today before I then read here in Isaiah chapter 8. That was in Isaiah chapter 6. And in Isaiah chapter 8, we have people that are living their lives unaware of the glory of God, unaware of this great God who dwells in heaven. I guess the picture that we have is, on the one hand, we have God there, and this is real. This is what life is all about. Here's God seated on the throne. And then on the other hand, we have people that dwell in a great darkness, because they have not even considered, or they've considered and rejected, this glorious God. So Isaiah 8 ends here with this verse near the end of the chapter. It says, To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And so what we have a story of peoples, but it's a type, it's a picture of the desperate state of an individual, the desperation that precedes salvation. There's worry, there's anxiety, there's consulting of wizards, there's all kinds of darkness that's involved here because of the refusal, because of the inability, say, to acknowledge, to recognize that picture that we saw in the throne of God seated upon that throne, and the angels in attendance, and the whole picture, the glorious picture. It's a wonderful exercise to go through the scriptures and read those few places where we get a glimpse of the glory of God. But they had no glimpse of the glory of God. But then it says in chapter 9 of Isaiah, it says here in verse 2 that the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And yet, this to me is a wonderful encouragement. You know, we all were a people before Christ. We were a people that dwelled in darkness, and there was no great light. But now we have seen a great light. For thou, it says in verse 4, for thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, and the staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor. And so the picture there is when salvation comes. So there's a people that are desperate. There's a people that don't recognize the power and the glory and the holiness and the grace of God. And the situation is they're under the yoke of burden, you know. They must serve sin, and they're desperate. They don't realize the desperate state that they're in. They just dwell in darkness. But here it says the people that dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah obviously looking forward. Christ hasn't come yet, but he's received this revelation from God, and he's saying, now these people that dwelt in darkness, now they've seen a great light, and the yoke of oppression is broken off of their shoulders. And I say, glory, hallelujah. You know, the scriptures say in the New Testament that the body of sin shall be destroyed, and that's what happened, is that sin doesn't have dominion, it doesn't have absolute control, but rather, but through Christ and by the blood of Christ, we can stand now, and we don't have to, get involved in sin. Now, verse 6, and this is where I have our inspiration this morning. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Beloved, what an incredible promise. I don't know. I just can't imagine the Jews with all their attempts to purify and their attempts to be delivered of their sin. And you know, they must have been at a place where they said, I need a lamb for sacrifice, but what I really need is I need a lamb that will deliver me, a lamb that will give me this victory that we read about here, this where the staff of my oppressor is broken. But listen to what Isaiah says here. Unto us a child is born, a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Well, bless God this morning for the Prince of Peace. Thank the Lord that we have such a great promise fulfilled in Jesus Christ. It says, the government, the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, and upon the throne of David, he will never, there is no end to the reign of Christ. He will never step down. And so I'm just blessed by that. And then right at the end here it says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So that very God, that whether the people that dwelled in darkness acknowledged it or not, God hath sent a great light. So God looked upon the people, saw the darkness in which they dwelt, saw the needs in which they lived, and sent a great light in the Lord Jesus Christ. So how is it with you then today, beloved? Have you seen a great light? Have you experienced the breaking of the rod of the oppressor? Have you experienced that great light and that great joy of serving the Lord Jesus? If you haven't, then today is the day. There's never a better day than today for salvation. You might better just give your heart and your life and commit your ways to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Repent of your sin and see that great light. You know, there's something about a step of faith. We see just a tiny, tiny glimmer, just a bare little bit of light. And we take a small step of faith and we say, well, I am going to believe and I am going to trust that the blood of Jesus Christ is that blood that can wash me clean, and I am going to make him my Lord. And something about taking that small step opens up our eyes so that we then can see this glorious picture of God in heaven. We see the kingdom of God here upon this earth. We see the King of Kings seated upon the throne of glory, and we recognize that all of the things that we formerly believed are just dust and lies, and all of a sudden we have hold of what reality and what God really is. And so bless God for that. I pray that anyone that is in need, that is in that desperate situation, would come to Christ. If you have anything to share with us here at the Fountain of Life Ministry, if you need any help, if you'd like someone to give you a call, there is a mailbox 99, which is a voicemail, and you can go ahead and leave a message there. So God bless you as you go about your day today.